Yeah. I second the motion.
Who is that?
Mick Darcy.
Thank you.
Mick.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Okay, it carries. You all right, Lise?
Yes. And now the invoice that you did electronically, I need to have for the record.
Okay, and that invoice was...
Number...
I have it right here, I think. It was invoice number 12516?
Yes.
Okay, and in the amount of $1,267.25?
Yes, sir.
And it was for... as we discussed previously, a series of meetings that Q&M had at the senior center until it was abruptly cut off. So that and the bill date was, I believe it was February 24th.
This is Mick Tarsi. I make a motion and we approve the Q&M invoice in the amount of $1,267.25.
This is
Joe Lott. I second.
Hey, all in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed or abstained?
Thank you.
Hearing none. Approved. Okay.
Tom, one thing I just want to back up on for Q&M. Is when are they going to re-engage in the project? I guess that right now everything's locked up in the state until when? End of May?
Right. I don't know. I mean, I can't figure it out listening to these guys. I have no idea what they're saying and what they mean.
Really?
And so I think a good estimate would be till sometime in May. I mean,
well, the only point I'm trying to make here is, you know, we shouldn't see, like, billings for $500, $600, or $700 unless they can re-engage with people, because the whole phase one contract is really, you know, glad-handing people and talking to people to push this project along, meeting with people. I don't know when that's going to happen, so I just don't want to see them nickel and diming us when they really can't do anything. I mean, if they're going to talk to us, they're going to do an electronic campaign where they're going to go out and emails and all that. We'll just talk to us about it before you do it, because I don't know how to tell you. This is a senior center, you know, and I don't know how many seniors read emails and stuff. I mean, I don't know any of that information. So I guess my only point is...
They're not even there. That's a good point. Mike, can you maybe email them or just talk to them on the phone and say, hey, I think temporarily we're voting on this stuff and getting it okay, but we're going to put a hold on any work until we get clarification from both the town and the agency about the grant. So just please hold off on doing anything until we get.
Yeah.
This is Jim O'Rell. Why don't we just take the schedule and mark it up? Mark up the schedule, push it out. I would guess right now, push it out 2 months and tell them not to start until whatever that date is.
Well, this is Barb Boatman. Remember, we were trying to get the referendum done. Get it for the referendum for the election.
Yeah, the referendum, the next two have been canceled, so...
Well, not the referendum. We were going to have the referendum for the vote on the November election.
Right. But if the next two were canceled, that might get pushed back as well.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we can just compress the schedule. We have to look at it.
I think it's just a little bit premature. They should have the direction from Mike or somebody on how they're proceeding. It doesn't sound like they're proceeding much now. I don't know if we need to do anything for a month.
Just as a courtesy, just say, you know what, everything is, you know, we're in a standstill, as it were, so try not to, or flat out don't do anything yet until, certainly that's going to be billed until we get clarity on this. And obviously we'll go back to you, but we can tell them right where the status is, that it's been, the contract's been ex-
accepted by us and signed by us and executed. So, and then they can know they have it, but, you know, any work that they do from here until we give the okay is at their peril.
Well, this is Don. I'm just thinking, if we follow the executive order outline from the governor's office, this isn't quote-unquote construction at this point. It's preliminary, and it involves meetings and everything, and we should follow the intent of the executive order issued by the governor, and then we can use that as a hard document. Whenever that's lifted, then we can re-engage.
Okay, good point. Well, I don't want to get, but I don't want to have any meetings with them that we need like this. I mean, it's okay for us to have teleconference meetings, but I don't think it's okay for us to have teleconference meetings when we begin a program, because I just don't think that's the way to go. I don't think it's efficient at all. So, good point. We won't have any until the governor lifts that. We're at a standstill.
Okay. And we can, this is Mike, what we can do is probably clarify that in a notice to proceed, maybe it's a notice to not to proceed letter, you know. But anyway, what do you guys think about that?
Talk to Jeff.
Okay, good idea.
Yeah. I mean, we don't want to make this any more complicated, but sometimes we should just say it in plain English, and Jeff understands that, but... You know, Don's making a very good point. We don't want to have them run up a bill and have to pay them when it's not going to happen. So,
right.
I think when you talk to Jeff, just tell him, you know, based on the governor's executive order, I mean, that should allow us to delay this contract. And maybe tie that to the formal notice to proceed for the approval of phase one. Be tied to that agreement,
right?
The governor's executive order there,
right?
You probably we probably should have it when the governor lifts his executive order, the Public Building Commission will direct them to proceed.
Okay,
right. What we could do here, really, what we could do is we could issue the executive order's change order number one, a $0 change order to the contract for schedule, and let's just do it that way, and then it drives the schedule. That's official then by the contract terms.
Right, and it's $0. The only thing you could ask for is time.
Right.
No, we'll give them the full duration of time. It'll just be after whatever it ends up being. It pushes it out. So be it.
Right. We just won't start the clock until then.
Right. Yes, because just so you know, in the contract he has, I think, excuse me, after 14 months, they're due additional compensation. There's some language in there, so we have to be careful about when you start the clock.
Right. So not
I can talk to Jeff about that, too.
Not only when the governor lifts his executive order, but when the Public Building Commission thereafter authorizes them to start the clock.
Okay.
Well, I think May 20th.
Yeah, that's kind of why I was saying 2 months. But as long as we're tied to the executive order, and then we can check with the senior center and make sure that they're at least receiving visitors, right?
Right.
Because they may be locked down for longer just because they lift the band, and the other facilities may stay closed a little longer.
Yep.
Right. Bart, I don't know if I want to lock in a date right now because I think this could change three times.
I like Don's proposal. Let's talk to Jeff and let him write it up.
Yep. Okay, Mike, you got all that?
I do. I think I do. Well, I'll rely on the collective memory of you gentlemen. How about that?
Okay.
But yeah, I have been like scribbling. I'm taking notes, don't worry.
Okay, next, the elementary school HVAC project. Now, we talked about it last meeting a little bit, how it was a request that was almost very difficult to do. I think you all have seen the memo from Arosha to the mayor and council. But I haven't heard anything about the results of that. It was March 24th. Doug and Mike prepared the memo, actually. And what we were going to do is request funding to do something, and then, you know, Don was going to volunteer his company to check to get sort of a ballpark number, but I don't know how we engage anybody professionally to give us costs as far out as they want to with as many contingencies as we have here. I mean, we can hardly give them any concrete information, so it's a hard ask, but I don't know what the town council said, and Don, I don't know if you had any luck in talking to any of your guys about it.
This is Mike. That was not presented to the town council at Kevin's request, Kevin Delaney, because he wanted to line up and figure out where the funding, what the funding source would be. So I sent an email out to you guys shortly after. I drafted it up. I sent it out to you just so you could take a look at it. But Kevin said hold off until the next town council meeting. So that was the plan when I last spoke to Kevin about this project. So it has not been presented to the town council yet.
Okay.
So this is a non-action item for us.
Right? Correct. Yep.
Okay, we need it on our agenda.
Well, it's off now. It has to stay on tonight because we had a discussion about it, but I guess we could leave it on as potential new business. I think we're going to have to talk about it, but...
It'll be up to Mike to put it in the new business.
Do you know, Mike, or are they... Because they did give us...
Yes, that was another item. This is Mike. Remember, the statement of need was never sent to the PBC or the town council or the town manager from the Board of Ed.
Right. Oh, you know what? Jim's point is a good one. If we don't have a statement of need, we should get it off the agenda until we get a statement of need. Anybody disagree?
All right. And
fine with me.
I guess the only question on that, too, is when they get the budget in place, let's say whatever that dollar amount's going to be, we still need to go through the formal process of getting it out to bid to an engineer to do the design or update the design, whatever they had. I know they talked about this years ago. Nothing happened. So I don't know how old it is or code came into play and may change things.
Right.
But I think our next step should be really to try to get a bid out for an engineering firm. If this does move forward.
Right. But until then, and until the town council gives us a little direction and clarity and a statement of need, I think we should just take it off here and let them resubmit it with some teeth to it. All right. So at least for the next meeting, then we'll eliminate that as an item. Any other new business? Any other old business? Anybody going to recommend Brian back and be chairman of the Public Building Commission?
I saw Brian Piskowski last night out for a walk, and I asked if he wanted to come back. He just laughed and ran down the street.
All right. Well,
I'd like to nominate Tom Reed for chairman.
This is Don Lombardo. I second that nomination.
Do I have to say anything?
You take a vote.
I think you should take a vote.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Anybody opposed? Oh. Okay. Now I need a vice chairman who will probably have much work to do.
I think Bart's the new guy, isn't he?
I am a new guy, but there will be another new guy soon.
No. Yeah, but there's
our second bowl game for the vice chair.
So Lombardo made the motion?
Correct.
Yep. Jim made the second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Anybody opposed?
Other
than Bart?
Good job, guys.
Was that sustain or abstain?
Abstain.
No.
Okay, that passes then, so I think we're all set. And Bart, you have any idea who might be coming? I haven't heard anything.
No. No speculation yet.
Okay.
Doesn't matter.
I heard anything.
It doesn't matter.
Yes. Right. Well, it could be Lisa.
Oh, no. I'm much too vested.
Well, you have strong opinions on many things.
Yep, that's the girl in me, right?
Right.
Okay, checking your time. Right. 7:34.
What the next meeting is scheduled for May.
Oh boy.
11? Hold on. May.
The second Thursday.
14th. May 14th.
Okay.
There's a good possibility we'll still be in the same situation. So I guess, please, we'll just, I'll touch base with you for during the intervening month. And if you have anything, obviously text me or call me. I can't go anywhere.
Okay.
I'm locked in this house.
Take care, everybody.
And then, we need a
motion.
Motion to adjourn the meeting.
Who?
We just want to sit here.
Who made the motion?
Nobody.
Lombardo.
Don made a motion to adjourn.
Okay.
This is Jim Olmert.
Yes.
I second it.
Thank you. Are we all done?
And Bob Salvino, you can put your glass of cognac down. And I didn't realize I had it on mute the whole time. I'm sorry. I figured that way I wouldn't get accused of dragging the meeting on too long.
Hear the slurping, I know. Are we done?
Hey, everyone.
All right. Everyone, and we'll talk to you in a month.
Okay, good night.
Thanks, Lisa and Mike. That was good. Do you need me to sign anything or come to town to sign anything?
No, you're good.
Okay.
Thank you.